This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so we've done the history of NAFTA this week. We've asked business owners and workers and trade negotiators what they think about it. Today, to wrap things up, a political economist. Mark Melitz is a professor of political economy at Harvard University. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What, in your mind, is the biggest thing that people get wrong when they talk about NAFTA?
I guess I would say that people do not understand how trade agreements such as NAFTA can generate gains for all of the countries involved. And so that it's been a good thing for the U.S. as well as for our partners in Mexico and Canada.
Well, explain that a little bit, because, you know, you go out in this country and you talk to enough people, and the overwhelming viewpoint of NAFTA is negative, that it has cost jobs and lowered wages.
Exactly.
And all of that stuff that I'm sure you've heard on and on again.
Exactly. The focus tends to be on a job that can be somehow tied to being lost because of NAFTA, but we don't pay anywhere near as much attention to all of the jobs that are created because of NAFTA. And so in the end, the analysis will show that there is very little effect on overall employment from a trade agreement such as NAFTA, but the perception remains that it has been a huge job killer.
Right.
Another part of it is just that the job losses are much more concentrated, and so they're much more visible, they're much more salient. The pain associated with that is real, so we tend to focus on that side of the effects.
Let's venture into the hypothetical here for just a second. And let's say President Trump either successfully renegotiates or pulls the United States out of NAFTA. Would the people who have been on the losing end of that deal still be on the losing end of the American economy?
So I'm afraid that the answer would be yes. U.S. manufacturing jobs have seen a steady decline starting in 1960 by a couple percentage points a year. This happened way before NAFTA, way before there's been a huge wave of imports from China. Automation is one big part of that. And so it's hard to see that had NAFTA not been in place, or if we significantly abridged NAFTA now, that is going to bring back many of those manufacturing jobs. Most likely what would happen is it would divert the pattern of trade away from trade from Mexico and with other countries.
Well, let me follow up on something you just alluded to. What would the American economy look like if NAFTA had never been born?
Sure. The effect on the U.S. economy would be that prices would be higher. Consumers can enjoy lower prices for goods that are imported from Mexico. And firms would be less efficient because NAFTA has allowed supply chains to be streamlined and consolidated across the whole North American continent. And yes, we would have maybe a few more jobs in certain manufacturing sectors, but we would have lost the opportunity to grow some other sectors, some of them in manufacturing and a lot of them in services such as in engineering and in R&D and in marketing.
What's your guess then as to what happens with the president's promises?
Oh, I have no idea. that seems to change by the day, by the week. I don't feel like I have enough information to answer that.
Mark Melitz is a professor of political economy at Harvard University. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Sure, absolutely.